time to rely more on the ground game. Yes, the Eagles already rank second in the league in rushing, but will more be asked of the backs in light of Carson Wentz's injury? We kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with Deuce Daly's crew.
As a running back, you know you want to keep, you know, seeing the shares increase between everybody, but you know, we have such a talented group. You know, everybody can't really get the bulk of the carries. Some games it might lean on one person more than others, so it just depends on, you know, who has the hot hand that game and you know, who Coach Peterson wants in at the time. So whenever you have the time, you just got to maximize it, you know, if you're in there.
You know, right in the game we rallied, so I mean, I don't think it's going to change. You know, right now I think everyone's kind of got that mentality that we're still on track to achieve our goal, and it's just about everyone just doing their job.
I can't necessarily say that because Foles is a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's been to the Pro Bowl. He's you know, he's led a team, you know, to you know, a lot of victories, and I want to say he led them to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, 1 year. So, you know, I got 100% confidence in Foles. You know, I know what he can do. I know how great of a quarterback he is. Like I said, he was a Pro Bowl quarterback when he did get the chance to play. So, you know, I'm not expecting us to skip a beat.
Only one player is questionable for Sunday's game against the Giants, and that's guard Stefan Wisniewski. If he's unable to go because of the ankle injury, either Chance Warmack or Isaac Seumalo will get the start. Both saw action last week against the Rams and will be ready to go if their number is called.
Just for anything that might come up in the game, wait to hear your name called and just keep working to get better.
How much did it help getting the reps you got last week after not being in there for a while?
You know, it's always good to get reps just to get the feel of how it could be in the game. You know, communicate with your teammates, just trying to click on all cylinders, try to correct any questions that you might have. So, you know, just practice, man, just covering everything.
There's been no panic in the locker room whatsoever regarding the disappointing news of Carson Wentz's injury. Head coach Doug Peterson is proud of how the team is responding once again to adversity.
It's tough when you lose your starter, but the guys have really responded well offensively around Nick, and he's just jumped in and commanded the huddle. And again, he's a veteran player. He's played with these guys, you know, before. Obviously, a lot of these guys on this team, and you know, he understands. He knows. He's smart. He studies. He prepares, and he'll be fine. But the guys have really done a nice job around him.
One of the litany of all-star players lost this season has been linebacker Jordan Hicks, who ruptured his Achilles in the October win over Washington. He provided an update on his rehab and said that he is confident that he'll be back and better than ever in 2018.
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question about that. I'll be fine. You know, I did my left Achilles in college and came back better. And, you know, I know more. The advancements are better. There's no doubt in my mind I'll be a better player when I come back.
Our live coverage begins Sunday at 12:30 p.m. with the kickoff show presented by Exalta. Once again, if the Eagles win over the Giants, they will have a first-round bye. A win plus a Minnesota loss will clinch home field advantage for the playoffs. I'm Chris McPherson, and that's going to do it for this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Everyone, have a great Eagles weekend.